With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside hour three of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
I'm an ass man.
Where Mike, Top Gun Maverick, got a 5-minute standing ovation at the Cannes Film Festival.
Ooh, all that means is the Frenchies like Tom Cruise.
5 minutes. I'm willing to throw out there that maybe there is a movie.
I mean, finally admitting that maybe there's something more than the trailer.
Maybe there's a movie. And I'm not going to say all the way yes, but maybe there's a movie. There might be.
You're saying there's a chance.
Because, you know, I would be excited. But if the video they showed me was the trailer and Cruise arriving in a helicopter and then they show me the first one, I don't know them giving it a 5-minute standing ovation. But if they show me a real movie, maybe is a real. I mean, maybe there's a movie. I'm so excited.
I just know that I've seen so many clips of it that look just like an updated version of the original that I'm nervous.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And I like nostalgia as much as the next guy.
There
Don't
is
get
nothing
me wrong
with that. There is nothing wrong with
look,
that.
Look, man, I listened to Jethro Tull's album Living in the Past while watching old sitcoms. That's how much I love it. Okay? But if I'm going to go and use one of my A-list movies for the week on Tom Cruise, I want to see something new.
Oh, no. Look, I'll tell you
something
exactly.
Revelatory.
Listen, I'll tell you exactly what the movie is. All right? I'll tell you exactly what it is, and again, it's going to make you feel great. I guarantee this is what it is. There's going to be so many nods to the original
because the original is just so good. It's going to be that bit of nostalgia with a new twist to it. I guarantee you there's great one-liners, but what's going to send it over the top is I would bet all my money. Visually, this is going to be the most stunning movie people have seen in a long time. The reaction to Top Gun Maverick
non-CGI cartoon movie.
Something that, like, remember what everybody's reaction was when Gravity came out? It was, my goodness, visually, this was just stunning. And you know, was it a good movie? Yeah, I don't know that it was the greatest movie of all time, but boy, I was really in it. It was a great story. And, hey, it's tough to do a movie when there's only basically two people on camera for the entire movie. Sorry, spoiler alert. So it's tough to do it. So to make it that entertaining, that's a great achievement in filmmaking. I got a feeling this is the same thing. You're going to see the dogfighting and the stuff from the plane, and it's going to just blow you away. I have a feeling that's going to be what the calling card is going to be. We have all the nostalgia from the first one. Look, you know, there's a beach football scene.
Sure.
There's no beach volleyball scene. You know, there's the scene where all the cocky pilots are up there with Viper for the first time. Now they're up there with Tom Cruise for the first time. I think the movie, it's not a spoiler, I think they open with Danger Zone, right? You got a big, long, kick-ass version of that.
Is it an updated version?
Yeah.
Is it like live?
Maybe.
Is it like live from somebody's house?
Live from
Daryl's house?
Yeah, it might have to be like 21 Pilots version of Danger Zone.
You might have to... I mean, I know there's a Lady Gaga.
That
reference from
there's your Berlin Take My Breath Away song, the Lady Gaga.
But she's already got all the merch out. Like, I got that getting pumped through. And the fact that you brought this up to start the hour, I refreshed my Twitter feed. There's the damn ad on it again.
That's
the
right
walls
there.
Have ears.
I'm telling you, they're following us.
But I will say this. Here's the key, right? Oftentimes, you'll say, would you like to go to this type of theater within your Cineplex? The answer this time is yes, yes, and yes. Go get the Dolby sound. Go get the IMAX experience. Pay for it once. This will do it. And then go do it again when dinosaurs roam the earth with Pratt and the great Sam Neill. And Goldblum, because we celebrate Goldblum wherever we can.
Yeah. Look, we're a week away from Top Gun Maverick. We are a week away.
Are we going to go next Thursday or what?
Yes, of course. We're going to call in sick. I don't care what basketball game is going on.
Okay.
We're
going to
call in sick on Thursday and go see the bleeping movie. Are you kidding? I've been waiting 36 years for this movie.
I know, but
I can call in sick for a day, and I can mention it on the air. I'm calling in sick on Thursday. We're going to cosplay it all the way through, man. Get your costumes ready. Telling you.
How do I go as Goose?
Oh,
just kidding. I'm not Goose.
No. Let's see. You have to go. You have to go like with a headstone behind you or something. Sorry. Spoiler alert. That's kind of what you would have to do. You have to grow a mustache too, unless you can buy a mustache.
Oh, I have a nice beard and mustache going now, so I just need to color it a little bit.
No beard, just a mustache. Goose did not.
No, that's what I mean. I got to shave the beard.
Mustache.
But I got a good mustache going.
You know, we do. Here's what we do. You, me, and T-Shirt, and Frostburg, and everybody. T-Shirt, this is how we're going to do it next week.
Well, Frostburg's not coming out.
We're all going to cosplay, right, as characters, but here's what we're going to do. We're all going to go as how they were dressed during the beach volleyball scene. So I'll go with Tom Cruise, which was no shirt and jeans.
Yeah, I claim that one.
That's me. No, that's me.
No,
that's me.
Can I just wear a white
shirt? I have pictures of you with your shirt off from Radio Row.
Okay,
you do?
Because I'm all about that. So I go with no shirt and blue jeans, which is what Tom Cruise was. So that leaves the three of you to go with A, the grimiest sweats possible, which is what Slider was wearing, the no shirt pants combo Val Kilmer had, or if you want to play it safe, because, you know, Goose doesn't look like these guys, Goose had the Bermuda shorts and the white T-shirt. Everybody else is going no shirt, but Goose, ooh, how about you wear a shirt for this scene? So those are the three costumes that are left, so you got to pick amongst them.
Well, I don't want to die, so I won't be Goose.
You don't have to die. You're not going to die.
Doesn't Goose die?
In the movie,
I didn't think we were taking it to the ultimate end with what our characters do.
Maybe he comes back. Maybe this is Top Gun Maverick on Earth 838.
Really?
I mean, he was a ghost in one of the Revenge of the Nerds movies.
He was a ghost, yeah. Tyshirt, you don't even know what Revenge of the Nerds is.
I have no idea.
No, you have no idea.
Can we cosplay?
No, he was a ghost. He was...
I just want to be Kirito or... wrong one.
These are... Yeah, not even ghosts.
Oh, okay, my bad.
No.
What about Gozer? So,
No. We're getting off track. We're getting off track.
I'll be dead.
So anyway, that's next. Okay. That's next Thursday night. So those are your outfits you have to pick from.
I'm down.
All right, very good. See, there we go, Harm. We got it. We're good.
Oh, nice and easy. See, yeah. That resolved itself quite quickly.
Yeah. And I got grimy sweats for you to wear if you want. I could just wear sweats all week.
No doubt.
And you could look like Slider. You could do it. That'll work for you. Twitter it out about a fresco.
No,
I'm not touching that.
AutoZone's got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If you're having trouble starting your car, AutoZone will test your battery for free and help you find the issue so you don't spend money on parts you don't need. With over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. So getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply, so get in the zone. AutoZone. Well, tonight, I'd like to say it was a great game, but it wasn't, because I'd be lying to you. The Celtics blow out the Heat 127-102, a game they took control of in the second quarter, and they did not look back. And it was 27 from Tatum, 24 apiece from Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown. Both Smart and Al Horford played tonight, and the Heat now have a lot of questions because, look, it's a case of... In game one, the Heat was able to do what they wanted to do because the Celtics had two starters out, including the defensive player of the year. So, yeah, you expect Jimmy Butler, this is a game I'm going to go for 41. We're going to control things a bit. This is a team that has trouble scoring. And when you're taking out the DPOY and another starter in Al Horford, who's had a really good playoff, yeah, you expect to win that game. That was a game going in. The Celtics said, hey, if we can steal game one, my goodness, look out. But really, we don't expect to win. The Heat said, we have to have this game. We should get this game. They did. Now you look at game two, and all the Celtics did was get their two healthy guys back, right? Marcus Smart was out, and Al Horford went through however many COVID tests he had to go through to find a negative one. Yeah, hey, look, I found one. It may be defective. No, it still says negative. I can play. Whatever it was, all the Celtics did was get these guys back in the lineup, and it was over at halftime. So I don't know what the Heat can do to combat this. If the Celtics are out, that's why I said last night, hey, I'm fine, man. If the Celtics get Smart and Horford back and you're talking about game two, game three, hey, I'm all good, man. I picked the Celtics to win and go to the NBA Finals. I feel if it's game three, game four, game five, then I'm nervous because it's hard to win without these guys. But just the fact they came back and it's not like they even had to sweat in the second half. You know, it was that kind of a boat racing for the Celtics, which tells you and shows you the advantage and the better roster the Celtics have over the Heat. The Heat have always been a team that's greater than the sum of its parts. And, you know, Mark Medina talked to us a few minutes ago about the Heat culture. And, yes, that is an absolute real thing. And Spoelstra doesn't get the credit he does for keeping this Heat team at the top of the standings every year. But, you know, it can only go so far with it. You know, when you know the top three of Tatum, Smart, and Brown are better than Butler and Bam and Tyler Hero. I mean, they just are. I mean, no matter how you cut it up, they just are. They're more effective, and the Celtics are a little bit deeper. They have enough. They have enough players where they can go 7-8 off the. They can go 8 players total playing a ton of heavy minutes, and they can get a lot from them. You know, you're just as liable to get a big night from Tyler Hero as the Celtics are able to get a big night from Grant Williams. So, yeah, the Celtics have all the advantages in this series. This is more than a 1-1 series. I look at this and think that the Celtics can backdoor sweep this. They can go and get the next two easily in Boston, and suddenly it's, hey, we're coming in for the closeout in Game 5.
Yeah, I mean, it's just curiosity. I mean, you've gotten two huge games out of Grant Williams in his last three, right? He had 27 against the Bucks in that blowout win, 19 in another blowout win, but then you're wrapping that around 7-2-0 and a guy that was 7.8 and 3.6 for the year. So I hang a star on it. I like the ascent here in these last couple of games. Always love to see young guys have a little bit of breakthrough moment on the big stage. But question about sustainability. Comes back to Smart and Horford making their presence known, and Smart was all over the place today, right? 8 of 22 from the field, not exactly world-beating, but did hit 5 three-point shots in the blowout, 24 points, 9 boards, 12 assists, 9 boards, tie Bam Adebayo for the game lead. So We see the point guards causing problems once again. What I had expected and anticipated, you know, and I picked the Celtics because I was on board them coming into the new year saying they were the team that was going to make a leap and make a charge. And, well, here they go. I can't jump away now. But thinking that the Heat, now that Victor Oladipo was there, that you'd get more consistent play from him. He had 14 points, 9 of which came from the free throw line. Just 2 of 8 from the field. And Tyler Hero can make some, you know, instant offense at times. 24 minutes tonight, but didn't matter. Minus 33 in his plus minus 11 points for the game, 0 of 3 from 3-point range. And again, this game is such an outlier that we don't take a lot of the individual stats, but kind of looking at how things match up. Yeah, I'll take the core of what you have with the Celtics to win out. And even Williams, who doesn't put up much statistically, he's a pain in the ass to try to work against in the low post. And you watch that on display all night, which allows Horford and Smart to play a little on the edges and make extra plays. So, yeah, Tatum and Brown are, you know, the Batman Robin of things, and then you get the extra bonus points. Hell, you got 10 out of Pritchard once he got in and got his 23 minutes later on. He was plus 39, by the way. And you jinxed Stauskas, who did get 4 minutes before leaving with an injury.
I did. I said, when he comes in, you know it's over, and then he got hurt. I feel bad for the guy. I feel like that's on me.
But he got his 4 minutes here in the Eastern Conference Finals. So good wishes to him. But, yeah, it's for the Heat. Again, owing back to game one, I guess, is the way to close it up, is with the Celtics shooting terribly, down 2 starters, 2 glue guys, the defensive player of the year, they won by 11. Right? They needed everything to withstand what the Celtics were still throwing, everything but the kitchen sink at them. Tonight, they got run off the court. So let's see what old Coach Spoelstra and Pat Riley have in store for Game 3.
Back door sweep. Watch out, you. Celtics. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. We'll have more NBA on the way, but straight ahead. College football Armageddon is here, courtesy of Nick Saban.
Burn it down!
And Jimbo Fisher and Deion Sanders. Oh, it's going to burn! It's coming up next right here, Jason and Mike. This is Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? You think I need it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
With prices soaring at the pump, Discover's got your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations, they do apply. Well, today was anarchy in college football. It was mass hysteria, dogs and cats. The day that Nick Saban decided to speak. It's like Halloween, the night he came home, the night Nick Saban decided to speak. It was, that's not even the same movie. You're not even
there
close.
There was Tyson. A man.
No, that's
in college football.
Okay.
Roll Tide.
Okay, no, it's.
Isn't that good enough?
No.
That was pretty good, though.
Thank you.
I think for you it was good and it was entertaining, but that's
define not,
it made
good.
No sense, but it was okay. Fun.
Yeah, define okay. Good.
It was good in that your voice sounded good and
thank
rich.
You.
Oh, it was good.
It sounded
deep.
Good.
Yeah. Awesome.
And you spoke very well.
Thank you.
Your elocution was great.
Oh.
The but, excellence of elocution.
There it is.
Yes. But what you said with the wrong music you played behind it.
How's it wrong?
Because the night he came home is no, it's not.
You set up again.
It's because it's Halloween.
One college man.
You're playing Twilight Zone.
It sounds better.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't matter what it sounds. I did a Halloween line, and you're playing Twilight Zone.
Potato, potato.
You know what's gonna happen? Wait, Tyshir, turn your headphones off. You know what's gonna happen? He's gonna play the disco song Twilight Zone in a few minutes. The Twilight Zone. It's in the Twilight Zone. It's in
oh,
the
I thought
Twilight,
you were getting a little what is it, Golden Earring? No. That's Radar Love.
That's Radar Love. No, you know the Twilight Zone. It's in the you know that dance song.
No.
All right, Tyshir, you can turn your headphones back on now.
Okay, I'm here.
I was thinking.
When the bullet hits the bone.
Are you setting me up again?
No, it's not.
One college man.
Now that was the Twilight Zone.
When the bullet is that's Golden Earring, right? Yeah, when the bullet hits the bone. That's Golden Earring, right?
No.
Yeah. That's Golden Earring. Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Is it really?
That's the Golden Earring Twilight Zone. Yes, you were right. That's the Golden Earring Twilight Zone. When the bullet hits the bone.
So I was right. It was in the dome and it came out and that's legit.
Right. No, yeah, you had it. You had it. I was going with the disco. It's in the Twilight Zone. That's on the Twilight. Yeah. No.
In college football, there was a man.
See, I thought he would go with, what if I told you?
I was really on pain meds the other day after the surgery. There were a couple of stories where I was starting with the come get your man kind of tweets. And I'm like, yeah, I shouldn't send these. They're mean.
Yeah, no, no. Whenever you are under the influence of anything, stay away from Twitter.
No, I did not hit send. I hit save.
Why would you even hit save? Just hit delete.
No, no, I hit save, just which I guess is dangerously close to send. Look, yes, I wouldn't have felt bad about it. I would have been able to stand and make the argument. I was lucid enough to that. But it was more just the, do I need the trouble? Do I need the hassle? And the answer was, well, maybe it would have been fun. But I decided against it.
Jason, why did Harmon call you all these things on Twitter?
Oh, no, it wasn't against you.
That's all right. You sure?
There were some big names in the media hierarchy and some of their famous friends that were going to be called out. No, it was good. No, there was some good stuff.
Man, we got to silence Harmon. You're the guy in the movie. We got to silence him. He knows too much. He's going to out us all, and everybody's going to know. We got to go get Harmon and silence him.
Well, I have
him.
Been in this business a minute, so
no, it's true.
Yeah.
He's made a lot of enemies. What if I told you Mike Harmon had more enemies?
But Tyshirt, what's your voiceover?
What if I told you there's a man in college who blew the lid off everyone?
It was last night. Nick Saban decided, screw it. I hate NIL, and I don't care who knows it. He talked about his lack of love for name, image, and likeness, which has just taken college football and just turned it on its head, telling everybody in a town hall type atmosphere that, hey, Jackson State paid $1 million for a player, and Texas A&M had the best recruiting class because they paid for all their guys. I can't believe Saban said it. We talked about it a lot in the final hour of the show last night. In case you missed it, here were the big words that the Alabama Crimson Tide head coach had to say that started everybody going on today.
We were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right, we didn't buy one player. All right, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it.
All right, so you knew that was going to be met with some kind of reaction. And look, Texas A&M Jimbo Fisher, who has known Nick Saban for a long time, came on today and did his own press conference and said, listen, I understand Nick has the right to his own opinion. I love Nick. He and I are best friends, except he didn't say any of that. This is what he said instead.
It's a shame that we have to do this. It's really despicable that a reputable head coach could come out and say this when he doesn't get his way or things don't go his way. The narcissist in him doesn't allow those things to happen, and it's ridiculous. But when he's not on top, and the parody in college football he's been talking about, go talk to coaches who coach for him. You'll find out all the parody. Go dig into wherever he's been. Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know.
That sounds like something from a movie. You want to find out how God did his deal? This is how God did his deal.
We've always been waiting for more films on the devil's point of view when he was cast out, right? Because
we do,
angel.
We do. Yeah, listen,
right?
I watch
Satan
it. Listen,
was cast out.
Like I said, I watch a lot of Supernatural, and I'm telling you, man, the underworld is not what you think it is, man. I'm telling you, death is not who you think it is. Death is a really pale guy who's about 70 years old. I don't know if you knew that. But that's Death.
How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, they actually picked the perfect guy to play Death in Supernatural. Like, we need a guy that looks like he could be Death. Oh, that's you. You're Death. So you see Jimbo Fisher is really pissed. Deion Sanders was pissed. And I understand, because while Nick Saban didn't say anything, at least, look, you paid for your players. Oh, I see why Jimbo Fisher is mad. But here's the thing about today. I kind of dig that Nick Saban did this, because no matter what side you are of NIL and how you feel about it, and whether your school is doing well or not doing well, if you and look, Alabama's doing just fine with name, image, likeness. Right? Bryce Young got about $1 million this year in NIL money, so it's not like Alabama's, we can't find anybody to give anybody money on our team. How are we going to get these recruits? No, they're doing fine. But still, Saban doesn't like it. And tons of coaches don't like it, because it takes college football and it provides an imbalance. And yes, is Saban coming at this from, I don't like it for me, because what it does is it closes the gap, what other schools can give a player versus what we can give a player. I kind of understand that. But no matter what side you are on in this, you can't disagree with what I'm going to say right now. And this is something, I mean, you can't disagree. college football needs somebody to throw the emergency brake, because this model, what they have going on right now, is not sustainable, right? With what's going on with name, image, likeness, and coaches leaving schools because can we compete, can we not? This money is getting into funny money. This is supposed to be, hey, guys are going to get some cash now so players can make some money because they give up so much time. And I'm sure they thought this was going to, well, it'll tap out at about $100,000 for the star players. No, you're up at $1 million now. You're up at guys making $1 million before they even play it down in college. It is completely out of control. And college football is on the brink of an abyss where I don't even know what the sport's going to be like in a couple of years. Are you going to see teams that just can't compete, that just can't even put guys on the field? I don't know. But something needs to happen. Something needs to be regulated, and college football's got to have it. And here's Nick Saban, who understands fully what the response is going to be. And this is why Nick Saban, he's a genius, right? He wanted this to become a front burner conversation. So what do? I could have this town hall where I say NIL is out the window and other schools are paying for players. And what are people going to say? Here's Nick Saban not liking NIL and he's get off my lawn. But instead, I'm going to put Texas A&M's name on it. I'm going to put Jackson State's name on it. And these guys are going to get pissed. And now this conversation is out in the open. And now maybe we foster some kind of change, some kind of stop sign where at least somebody in college football, some group, some conference commissioners can get together and power brokers and can say, all right, it's really, we got to have some kind of way to regulate this at least a little bit, because college, there's no rules. I've always said college football is like the Wild West. There are absolutely no rules. And if you don't throw the emergency brake soon, I don't even know what the sport's going to become. I mean, know what college football is going to be like. Are they going to be affiliated with schools anymore? They're just going to not, are they going to even go to school anymore? I mean, do you need to go to school? I'm getting paid to go here. I'm just going to go play football. I don't need to go to school. This is, and before you say, oh, that's crazy, that's not going to happen, look where we are right now. We came so far in the last 5 years in college football where we came in the last 5 years is like the last 40 years of college football. Things happen bigger, faster, and there's nothing you can say in college football all the world where you can say, well, that'll never happen. No, that can easily happen now. This is where college football is at, and I'm glad that Saban did this because it needs to be regulated to some extent. Now, is it ever going to go back, the genie going to go back in the bottle and, well, no more name it, no one's getting paid anymore? No. Kids are getting paid. They're going to get paid. But is there going to be a cap on what you can have? That's something that's got to happen, and until you find some way to get together and do it, it just isn't. It's why I say all the time, college football needs a commissioner. They need a true commissioner that runs the entire thing, where they're in charge of everything going on, not just I'm going to kick it to the Big 12 for this decision and the SEC for this. There needs to be some kind of MLB commissioner, like when baseball first brought in Kennesaw Mountain Landis back, you know, to figure out the Black Sox scandal. Now, he came in, he had difficulties later on in his career. There's a lot of questions about him and how much he proved for integration in sports and in Major League Baseball. So he had his issues. But the point of him coming in was, hey, this gambling scandal is just ripping baseball apart with players throwing games for money. You got to come in and clean it up. And what happened? He came in, had absolute power, and cleaned up the game and at least got the gambling part of it off the front pages and maybe back to the back rooms, or maybe got rid of it for forever. You know, who knows? But he came in, and that's what college football needs. Someone to come in and say, okay, this is how we're doing it, and what I say is the law, because this is going to be what's best for college football in the long run. And you know, we're not getting rid of stuff, but maybe figuring it out so it's not just so completely out of control, because this college football world needs to stop spinning so fast for a little bit. You can only spin so fast on a ride for so long before you need to get off for a few seconds. This ride needs to slow down, and they need somebody to do that.
Well, and that's the question, right? Who comes in and what entity, as yet unnamed, takes over? Because the NCAA has lost all its power, right? We watched how ineffective Emmert and, quote, investigations have been low these many years. For Nick Saban, you know, he said the quiet part out loud, I guess, in all of this, and used A&M, part of it, I think, to bolster his the men and women in the room of, hey, look, we're number two. You guys keep asking me why we're number two. Well, here it is. So I think, I don't know if it was meant as much of a shot as it became, and a shot across the bow, but certainly Jimbo Fisher was mad, and he's probably been mad about a lot of things. So now you want to know where all the dirt is and start dishing that off and get the shovels out. Let's find out what else is there. And for Jimbo, it's like you sounded like you had a bunch of receipts. All right, pull them out. Let's go. Pull out that phone. You got a laundry list. This is the Steve Buscemi list on the wall. I mean, that's basically what Jimbo sounded like. Like, talk to anybody. They got all sorts of stuff. Well, at some point, a bunch of guys have cycled out, players and coaches that aren't in the game anymore. And we would have had tell-all books and problems on Nick Saban by now, wouldn't we have?
Oh, of course.
Right? It's not like a five-year thing. Right, we'd have a lot of stuff from folks that used to be in the business and don't want to be in the business anymore, or their time has passed. So, but the curiosity is, as soon as you start saying, "Well, I know about him," there's another guy going, "Yeah, I know all about Jimbo, and I know all about what was going on at Florida State." Because this brings Dion back in, see? Because then we have Dion and Bobby Bowden and everything else. So, like, we and Jameis Winston, and I mean, just keep on going down the line. You got a lot of stuff that goes through. You know, for Travis Hunter, he was like, my mom still lives in this, you know, three-bedroom house with five kids. So, you know, he laughed at it and kind of put that up. Dion, you know, after all the promises, the only thing I saw of any substance was, well, I don't even make $1 million a year. And again, with Saban, he didn't say they were cheating, right? I mean, I'd be very clear about that. It was they paid him, and you could think about it in that terms, but since it's a new world order, it's like, all right, what does that mean? We're in this weird gray area of what's good, what's letter of the law, what's state by state, all of these different things that you have to try to take into account. And again, Saban had plenty of players on his roster that no doubt got to dip their toes in, or maybe their full feet into the cooling waters of NIL monies. But for Saban, as a guy long tenured and the most successful coach we've got, to be the guy to, you know, shake the stick and say, all right, let's upset the hornet's nest. Yeah, I don't know what it becomes. I'm all for players getting paid, but now you got to figure out what's the next evolution of this. You talk about, you know, is class still tied to it? Some always argued that, depending on the school, that wasn't even part of the equation going on many years. Hell, Alabama might be one of them. So depending on who you talk to. So go on down the line, right? So it's a strange new world. I know it makes a lot of folks uncomfortable. We start getting into the traditionalists. Well, those rules went out the window long, long ago as soon as we started having networks for individual teams. Hi, Notre Dame. And bidding for broadcast partnerships and the fact that the Big Ten's looking at $1 billion a year for their football package. $1 billion, right? SEC, Sankey had to issue the sanction saying, oh, don't do that, disparage publicly. But everybody right now knows exactly when they're playing. October the 8th, everybody. In case you didn't see that note 9 billion times in your timeline, plus SEC Media Days, we've got a lot of fun and miles for this to go. But we'll see who else starts chirping. My guess is they all plead the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th when it all comes down to it, because nobody wants their skeletons exposed.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Mike check. Hey. Mike check. Hey.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
No one close to you should have to endure the dreaded knock on the door from a police officer who must tell your loved one that you were killed in a car crash because you weren't wearing your seatbelt. So please don't risk it. And remember, click it or ticket. Brought to you by NHTSA. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. We had the Celtics win in a blowout fashion over the Miami Heat. And we're lucky enough to be able right now to get to play.
And now, it's the Magic Johnson Twitter game!
Yes, thankfully Magic Johnson tweeting following the Celtics win tonight.
Yay.
The most obvious and vanilla tweeter on the planet. So we play the Magic Johnson Twitter game. Your job is simply to figure out if I am reading you a tweet that is from Magic Johnson or if I made it up myself. Playing myself, Mike Harmon.
Yeah.
Alex Teicher. Steve DeSager. Are you guys ready to go?
Let's get it on.
All right.
Yes.
The Celtics shot over 50% from the floor, 50% from three-point range, and 90% from the free throw line. When you shoot like that from all three levels, you're going to win.
Ooh,
is
the 50-90 quote.
Magic,
I love it.
Johnson tweet.
I'm going to say no.
Okay. I'll say no.
That is 100% a Magic Johnson tweet.
Okay. That is not a Magic
there we go.
Johnson tweet.
That's what I said.
Marcus Smart returned to score 24 points with 12 assists and 9 rebounds to help Jason Tatum and his 27 points in the Celtics' 127-102 win over the Heat. Is that a Magic Johnson tweet?
That's a good informational tweet. Yeah, I'll get on board there. That.
I'll say no, too much.
Jason, you're trying to confuse me. It is not a tweet.
That is not a Magic Johnson tweet. Jason Tatum led the Celtics in scoring with 27 points, and 6 Celtics ended in double figures. They held the Miami Heat, a great three-point shooting team, to only 30% from behind the arc. Is that a Magic Johnson tweet?
Yeah, sure.
No.
Oh, Steve, you guys can't split.
Well, the whole three-point shooting team, I mean, we barely even seen Duncan Robinson. So I don't think he is.
He got paid a lot of money to sit on a bench.
Yeah, exactly.
Good for him.
Say no.
Harmon sounded more true with his answer there. I'm going, yes, that is.
That is a Magic.
Let's go, Mike.
Yeah, let's go.
You suck, Steve.
So he hasn't seen Miami play recently either.
Apparently not. The return of Marcus Smart led the Celtics to a blowout victory over the Heat. Smart was the key difference maker, 24 points, 12 assists, and 9 rebounds. His defense on Jimmy Butler was also outstanding.
Absolutely.
That's
I'll go no.
Okay.
Jimmy Butler had about 30 points again. I'll say
follow
no.
Me, Steve. Come on, Steve! It is. Watch.
But were they meaningful points,
probably
Steve?
Not. I'm going to say yes.
That is...
Don't say anything else.
A Magic.
Let's go!
No! No! No!
Me!
How?
I'm
oh,
back.
There it is. My shirt is back, everybody.
I'm back.
He held Jimmy Butler to 30. That's a tweet.
Oh, big story from... I can't even do it.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.